one of the motivations for this is that the chemistry of these rock-water interactions generates really unique signatures and really unique compounds like methane and hydrogen, which scientists who are interested in the idea of life elsewhere in the universe, those are molecules that they're looking for as signs for life. And so we want to give them information to know what to look for.
So, I mean, we've all heard recently about NASA's expeditions to Mars and looking for water on other planets. Is that the kind of thing that we're talking about? That if you've got water and you've potentially got these microbes and these chemicals, then life can evolve?
Exactly. So the Atlantis Massif is made up of a unique kind of mineral, but that unique in terms of there haven't been many sites, haven't been many sites here on Earth where that mineral has been studied, but it is found elsewhere in the universe. And if that mineral is present and there's water around, that mineral is not stable in the form of water. And so it'll start reacting and generate these compounds that then could fuel life.
And, I mean, at the end of the talk that you gave a moment ago, you were talking about early life on Earth and whether this could help point to perhaps what happened there.
Yeah, so there's a lot of interest about where life came from on Earth. How did it start? Did it start in a hot environment, in a cold environment? And the Atlantis Massif represents a type of environment that generates the type of conditions you would need to support life forming. It provides energy. There's metal surfaces that can act as catalysts for reactions, just like the enzymes in our bodies have metals in them. That's where the action happens. This is one of the types of environments that there's interest in to understand how life can exist under these extreme conditions.
Obviously, you don't know exactly what you're going to find, but do you kind of have a clue before you go out on an expedition like this? As obviously, you know what you're looking for and what it could point to. Do you kind of have an idea of what you might find?
Yeah, so we're definitely not going out here blind. There's been a lot of pre-work done at this site so that we really have a good idea of what we're going to be drilling into, because we want to be very safe, of course. So we know what kind of conditions we expect and the conditions that we're going to be operating under. But we never know what we're going to find. And often when we go out to sea and we collect these cores, there's something interesting in there, something we weren't expecting. And so those are the real fun moments and what makes you come out here again.
And in terms of getting results, when will you know whether you found what you're looking for or whether you found anything at all?
It'll be an evolving process. So as we're drilling and collecting our samples, we'll have an immediate indication if we're getting the types of rocks that we're looking for. And all the sensors on our sampling system will tell us if the environment is changing in the way that we think it should be. So by the end of the expedition in December, we'll know, did we get the right kind of samples? Then we'll bring them back into the laboratory and do the detailed analysis to see how many microbes are in there? What are those microbes? What are those microbes doing? What are the rocks like? What are the reactions that are happening? So that'll be a snowball type of event where we'll just keep getting more and more information and the picture will become clearer over time.